our guys up front, and you know, they created pressure with just 3 and 4 man rush and played a ton of zone and didn't do anything. A lot of base defense today.
Can you take us through those two plays at the 1 yard line on the second to last drive?
Yeah, I tried to surprise them on the one before that, the run before that, that got us down to the one, but I knew they were going to just pack it in there, and we hadn't run the ball very well all day long, so just trying to put it in the quarterback's hands and try to run a crossing route, bringing the tight end underneath, and miss that. And then on the next play, we just tried to get Nick on the perimeter. I wanted to get him away from the rush, see if we could get him on the edge, and he had a couple options, but we just sailed it a little bit high. So,
what do you think the problems are?
We got whooped up front. You know, we're not very good up front right now. We've got a lot of guys banged up, and that's not an excuse. That's just the reality of it. And, you know, Jason Peters was the only guy that was playing the position that he started the season at. So, you know, Todd moved out. We got 3 new guys inside, and when you play against a front like that, you know, Justin Smith, one of the best players in the game, you know, Patrick Willis, Ian Williams, McDonald, that group, we got beat, you know, and when your front can handle it and stop the run game but generate a pass rush, then you can sit back and play zone and not give up a lot of big plays, and that's kind of been their MO. So. You know, I thought phase-wise, obviously offensively we didn't do anything, but our special teams and our defense I thought played really, really well. You know, to get 4 sacks on Kaepernick, you know, I think had a 5th one, but we got a penalty, you know, and it just seemed like it was one of those days where I thought our defense did a really nice job. They were on the field way too much. We couldn't generate anything offensively. But, you know, to have a interception return for a touchdown, a blocked punt for a touchdown, and a punt return for a touchdown was big, you know, and you're going to have – there's going to be days when one of the phases isn't playing well, and you hope that the other two can bail it out, and they got us close, but we couldn't finish it offensively. That's on us. Mm-hmm.
Don't you have to huddle up and eat some clock at some point?
3 and out, it's only going to get you an extra 20 seconds. We got to get first downs. That's the biggest thing. So, you know, we had 3 and outs and 2 and outs. So,
when you're getting no first down, once you take
40, 60
extra seconds,
you
keep the defense on
the
field on the bench?
Yeah, that's not what we do. So,
are you forced to call the game differently when
you
have
the lines
and
everybody? Yeah, we call the game a lot differently than we normally do when we got the other guys in there, but that's par for the course, you know. I mean, you got to try to make some decisions in terms of which way we can go with it and run certain plays certain ways just because of who's in the game. So,
did you get a good view of Bosa's third?
Which one are you talking about?
It was in the last drive.
Oh, on the first one, the red zone. I didn't see it. I saw the play, but from where we're standing, I can't tell you whether he could have or couldn't have. Yeah, good question. I don't know. We haven't seen Lane or had any communication with him until, you know, he can get back tomorrow, from my understanding. So we'll get a chance to visit with him. But we hope, you know, it's one of the things we hope coming after the San Francisco game. At least there's help on the way. So we'll get Lane in here and see what we can do, and maybe that adds a little bit of stability to it. But we need to really get it figured out up front right now. Yeah, I think. I mean, we couldn't get anything going up front. So it was very tough sledding for anybody in there. It wasn't like if you put Darren in there, that Darren's running up and down the field, and you know it's on LeSean. It isn't. I mean, running the football is a cooperative deal. It's got to be everybody, and you know, we just didn't get it done. So. I did not see. I saw the rush, and then all of a sudden they said there's a flag down. So I was hoping we could get home, you know, and push them back a little bit. And I think it was Trent on the sack, so, you know, I saw that, and then all of a sudden you get over the headset, there's a flag on the play. So I did not see what happened or why it was called or whether it was a penalty or not a penalty. I didn't see that part of it. So.
Chip, in previous weeks, you haven't been able to run the ball, get your score points, and your offense. Mm-hmm. What was it today that was different that you couldn't?
You know, they played a lot of zone, which we hadn't seen a ton of it. They cushioned back and played a lot of zone, and they generated a pass rush with, you know, with just 4 guys, you know. So a couple of times Nick was getting hit at the top of his drop. You know, I think the one interception he was getting hit, so he underthrew it, you know, and so it causes, you know, he didn't get enough on the ball. And, you know, I think it looked like early that Jeremy may have been going by him, but, you know, there's a couple of times it looked like something was going to develop in the passing game, but we couldn't set his feet and couldn't throw the ball on time. So, you know, that's a formula for anybody. If we could, or anybody could just rush three or rush four and generate pressure on the quarterback, stop the run game, and just cushion back, keep everybody in front of you, then that's a great way to play defense. You know,
that really comes back to the offensive line.
Yeah, and we're young. We got a lot of guys in new positions, and it comes back to all of us. You know, I think we've all got to contribute to that, and you know, we'll see where we go from here. But you know, today we weren't good enough. Yeah, I thought we were good enough defensively, and I thought we were good enough special teams, but we weren't good enough offensively today. You just know what's in there and kind of which way we can go with certain things, and you hopefully, you know, he's better at doing this right now, and or he's better going this way that right now. You know, just trying to try to see if you're, you know, a lot of time you're grasping at the straws. Let's try something here, you know. And then a couple penalties killed us. You know, we had the one drive in the first half where, you know, we throw the screen, and it pops the ball, we get it out, we're in a good situation. But then they said we had no offensive pass interference penalty, so we may have a you know, it's a combination of both. All of a sudden we're moving the ball, but then we have a penalty that sets us back. So yeah, they did a good job. You know, we thought when you're rushing us and Nick doesn't have a time to throw the ball, then let's get to the screen game a little bit. Maybe we can slow the rush down. But they did a good job, especially on the running back screens. We got the outside receiver screens going, but the running back screens, they did a really good job of IDing the back and finding out where he was and then kind of sticking to him. So.
What did you think of Nick's performance overall?
You know, it's tough to grade him because I think a lot of times he had some pressure on him, but, you know, that's going to be the case, especially where we are right now. So we've got to improve. If people are going to just rush forward, then we need to be able to do a better job picking them apart in zones and doing some of those things. So, you know, I don't think anybody offensively played very well. So.
And this week, did you plan on getting Riley Cooper more involved in the offense?
No, it's just kind of how they were playing it and how they decided to play us. You know, and we say that every week. What plan are they going to, and how are they going to try to deploy their guys? And you know, obviously, if you're going to play zone and we got some time to throw it, then there's going to be some holes in the zone. And I thought Coop did a nice job on some of those things. So you know, but it wasn't going in. Hey, specifically, we think we're going to get Riley to have a really big game because of how they're playing you. So. Yeah, we missed a couple. We felt we could hopefully get the ball over the top a couple times, and I thought we did. I know at least two of them he was getting hit while he threw it, so that takes a little velocity off the ball. But we did have some timing issues in terms of being able to set our feet and throw the ball. There were some times where we could have done that. I think it's, you know, if it wasn't one thing, it was another. You know, so there's not one specific thing less. I was trying to get away from the guys in the middle, you know, and just let's get out of there. You know, we didn't think we were going to be able to run it in because we weren't moving the ball at all versus that front. The play before, we were in max protection. We kept everybody in, only ran three guys on the route, and we still got a little bit of leakage coming in on them. So we just thought maybe we can get him to the perimeter, and if we can get him to the perimeter, he's got a run-pass option. Maybe they come up and he can run it in for a yard. If they don't, we got a shot. We got two guys in the back of the end zone. So. Yeah, James is blocking. You know, so that's a run set for us. So in the first play, James blocked. On the second play, you're giving them the look that we're running the football. So trying to see if you can get them to kind of think we're going to run the football and then try to just get the ball to the perimeter. So that's part of that thought process. So.
Chip,
We gained yards because I think we surprised them. I think they thought we were going to throw it. They were all cushioned back, and they were dropping everybody into the end zone. Didn't think we were going to be able to throw it in from where we were. We threw it, I think, the play before that, and they were all back in zone. So they were a little bit light. They weren't pressing the line of scrimmage. I thought maybe we could pop a run. We popped it for five, but when we got the ball to the one, they changed defensively. Now they're going to go more towards a goal line look, and that wasn't a favorable matchup for us today. So. No, he showed it, you know, but we gotta beat it and we gotta protect it. You know, Vic didn't do anything different than what he did, but I mean, you still gotta go out and execute it. You know, I could have told you after the first quarter what we were gonna get for looks. We all knew what we were getting for looks, but we gotta be able to protect it and we gotta be able to execute.
One of the last points.
I just thought Trey, you know, when you saw the replay again, what great effort he had. You know, we felt like we had an opportunity to get a rush in there, and he's a guy that has just stood out. You know, normally most teams don't carry four, but we're carrying him because of what he can do on special teams. He's really stood out as a four-core special teams player for us. I thought it was just a heck of an effort on his part. So,
Chip, the kick returns have been obviously a big strength. How much of that is scheme, and how much of that is just individual talent?
I think it's both. You know, obviously Chris is very talented, and Darren, everybody knows how talented Darren is as a returner. But we also have the other 10 guys take a lot of pride in being on teams and, you know, really understand that, that because we have two explosive guys back there that it can be a weapon for us. And obviously we needed it today. It kept us in the game. You know, that we get a block punt for a touchdown and you score twice on special teams. Usually you end up coming out on top statistically when that happens. But, you know, I we got to get some things straightened out and on the offensive side of the ball for us to finish these things off. Yeah, I mean, we're never in a moral victories. I just told those guys in the locker room very simply. I just said, you know, I love your effort. I love how hard you play. There's going to be times when the ball doesn't bounce your way, but as long as you stick together as a group and continue to play this hard, you're going to end up on the right side of things.